Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got a new friend. Gene Meister is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is an internationally recognized expert on enterprise learning. She is a founding partner at Future Workplace, which is a consulting firm helping people get the most out of their employees. She is the author, co-author, along with Carrie Williard, of the brand spanking new book, The 2020 Workplace. And she's our new friend, Gene Meister. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I was telling the audience as we went to the break that you were going to do a couple of things. You were going to show us some of the things that are happening in front of our very eyes, maybe in a smaller embryonic way, that are going to be a big part of our future, and let us peer into that crystal ball a little bit and talk to us a little bit about how these things are going to manifest as they come to pass. The workplace is changing, and I told my audience a year and a half ago, I said, more than any other cycle, economic cycle we've been through, where we're going in this one is going to look much more different than where we've been. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. First, let's talk about the workplace in 2020. When you think about the workplace then, there are three words to describe it, and it's what we're experiencing today: global, age-diverse, and hyper-connected. So I'm just going to quickly...
I want to say that again. Global.
Global.
Age diverse. Now, global we get. That's pretty... I think people are getting that more and more every day right now. Age diverse. Maybe I'll still have a job. Is that what you're saying?
You will definitely have a job. Age diverse meaning multiple generations in the workforce. Today we have four generations.
Right.
Working side by side. By 2020... we're predicting there will be five generations in the workplace because,
right,
this is a really interesting fact. According to the World Health Organization, if you're a healthy male or female at the age of 60, you can continue working until you are 74 and 77, respectively.
Hmm.
So that means that people are living longer, and people want to work longer.
Yep.
Either they have to or they want to.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing I like to work. Gina,
it's a good thing you like to work.
It's a good thing I like to work because I'm gonna have, you know, I'm in radio. I mean, you know, that's the way it is.
Exactly. And for employers, I mean, this is something they haven't dealt with before, right? I mean, now
right.
They might very well be these five generations. And we were interviewing firms for the book and found a number of cases where project managers at customer call centers are project manager might be 28 or 30 and managing an age-diverse team where the oldest person is 70.
Wow. God bless that 70-year-old.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know why I just got a little chill there, Gene. But anyway, very interesting. In fact, your research. Oh, by the way, remind us of the third one after age diverse. What was the third one?
Yeah, the third one is hyper connected.
Yeah, we know about that too, don't we?
Yeah, it's what you've been talking about on the show, and you know, people think of Facebook. And they think of college students like my daughter, who's actually introduced me to Facebook, four
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
But actually, the research shows that the fastest growing age segment on Facebook is between the ages of 35 and 49.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Yep.
The fastest age segment on Facebook goes all the way up to the age of 70.
Wow.
So, lots, you know, with 500 million people on Facebook today, you know, it's really appealing to, again, a very age-diverse workforce. And
right.
what we see happening is one simple thing. people are taking their expectations for communicating online and collaborating online on a social network to the workplace.
And it's creating dynamics that never existed before, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, it's not just putting what we've known on steroids, it's creating new dynamics.
Yes, and now employers are faced with expectations not just from young people, they're called millennials in our anyone born between the years of 1977 and 1997, but it's basically anyone that wants to stay employable in today's market really has got to be connected on any number of these social networks, and they're now bringing these expectations to the workplace.
Now, exactly. Now, that's the thing I wanted you to talk about, bringing expectations to the workplace. You know, there was a time, Gene, and I've talked about this before, and I know you're not old enough to remember this, but you've read about these things. There was a time when if I was the employer, I made the rules, you followed my rules, however I wanted to run my business, communicate with my customers, etc., you did it my way pretty much. There was a time, I remember those days. Today, the younger people are coming in and they basically are bringing their own style with them and they expect to be able to use that, don't they?
Absolutely. I think there are a couple of words that describe this workplace, and one of them is transparency. You know, especially young people that come into firms today, expect and want a very transparent, open workplace where they really contribute, you know, not just an employee. They want to know quickly how to share their ideas and how to join a team.
This whole idea of taking 8 years to really have any kind of credibility within the organization, that's not even part of their makeup, is it?
It totally isn't. One of the other interesting facets of the book is the whole notion of mentoring. Mm-hmm. And when we asked, we did a sample of 2,200 global working professionals, and we segmented them by generation, by age. And we asked them, how do you like to learn on the job? And the millennials, the young people, and the next generation, which is called the Generation X, and those are folks that are born between 65 and 1976, they both said their top way to learn is through mentoring.
Very interesting.
Not through formal classes.
And they mean active, recognized mentoring, not just observational mentoring. And when I'll explain what I mean by that when we come back. Jean Meister is our guest, folks. She's the co-author, along with Carrie Willard, of the outstanding brand new book, The 2020 Workplace. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. Little Heart bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Very excited about having a new friend, Gene Meister, with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is the co-author, along with Carrie Willard, of the 2020 Workplace. Now, Gene, you be sure to tell Carrie we mentioned her name today.
We definitely will.
We don't want her to think she's being left out or anything. This is an outstanding book. I encourage you folks to check it out. It's brand spanking new, just now out in bookstores. Gene, tell us how we can find the book.
You can find the book in almost any bookstore, but of course it is on Amazon, and it's very easy to order on Amazon. So you can just search it for The 2020 Workplace.
What about your website for the book? You have anything on that yet?
Pardon me?
You have a website for the book?
We actually have a website for the book.
Yep.
It's called www.the2020workplace.com.
All right, so check that out. And also your own website, Gene.
My own website is futureworkplace.com.
So, all right, there you go, folks. And my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And of course, you can find out more about Jean on our website. If you're on our site, you can find her there. Jean, we're talking about this future workplace. And, you know, I'm doing the math here, and I'm of the age, Jean, where I still have to stop and swallow hard when I think about, when I do the math on 2020 and today. That's 10 years from now. 2020 sounds like some kind of a space odyssey when you say it out loud, doesn't it? And And yet, so you know, now we're talking about only 10 years from now. Actually, less than 10 years, right?
Exactly.
So that's not just around the corner, folks. That's not that far into the future. And one of the things you've talked to us about earlier are some of the, or I should say that you talked about in your book, are some of the corporate jobs that are going to be changing, how things are going to be changing, the way people are going to be working and connecting with each other in the future. Some of these things are going to be changing quite a bit, aren't they? I mean, are we even going to recognize the workplace in 10 years?
We will recognize it, but it will be different because employees will expect it to be different. One of the interesting the other pieces of research when we did this survey of 2,200 global professionals was we talked to them about work-life balance. And basically, they came back to us and said, that's a dated term.
Ah.
Right? And they said, it's really work-life flexibility.
Ah.
And work-life balance
is means... Is that code for no discipline?
No. Work-life balance to a lot of younger employees meant work isn't that great, and I, you know, and the best thing about the day is going to be out of work and doing my own thing.
Is that good for the market? Is that a good attitude to pretend for the marketplace?
No. And so companies are now embracing work-life flexibility, meaning, you know, like we want you to be able to manage it all, especially in the fact that we're all hyper-connected, right? We're all on smartphones and on websites and really working probably many more hours than we did even 10 years ago. Think about our lives 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, much more complicated.
Much, and how much life has changed. We have a section in the book that said, you know, 10 years ago, life was really different.
Yeah.
The founder of Facebook was still in high school.
Right. So one of the things that you were telling us, how does mentoring blend into this? Because you were telling us as we went to the break that more and more of them want to be mentored. And I use the term observational mentoring or literal mentoring. My point is, I had a lot of mentors when I was coming up, but they didn't know they were my mentors. I just observed them and learned from them just by watching them be successful and also fail.
Mm-hmm.
Now these young people you're talking about, are they wanting us to be more of an overt, explicit mentor rather than an implied mentor?
Absolutely. In fact, we wrote an article for the Harvard Business Review in the May issue called Mentoring Millennials.
Huh.
That can be found on hbr.org.
Right.
And one of the innovations in mentoring is there's so many people that want to be mentored.
Yeah.
And there's not enough mentors to go around.
Right.
So companies are using technology.
Huh.
And you can now have one mentor with an online technology program just set up for mentoring, be able to really give advice and be very proactive about mentoring to a group of individuals. And these folks are organized by topic. So say you want to be mentored in lead generation, you know, how to boost sales in your company. So they're organized by topic, and they're finding that really is driving.
Are the young people? If I'm mentoring someone, and I'm trying to show them what an example of would be a good situation, a good thing that the baby boomer generation has learned. Are they going to resist that because that doesn't truck with their work life flexibility thing?
No, I think what we saw was this generation, the millennial generation, we think of them as the learning generation. They're really interested in knowing anything and everything they can do to have as successful a career as possible. And a number of companies, as I said, are using these technology platforms for mentoring, and they're doing things like, millennials will ask, what's the one thing I can do to improve myself on the job? And then they're able to get feedback not only from their mentor, but from other people on their team.
Gene, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I have a lot more, and I would love to come back. And remember, anyone listening, Amazon has the 2020 Workplace as well as our own book site.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.